And a very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from IMU Nutrition. IMU Nutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota.
That's right.
Welcome back once again, Amber, for another week.
Thanks for having me.
And we're going to talk about cholesterol today.
We are, because that's a fun topic, right?
Everybody should talk about cholesterol.
A nice holiday topic.
You hear a lot about it. What is cholesterol exactly? Maybe start there, huh?
Yeah, well, so we go to the doctor and they check our cholesterol levels and they give us recommendations or medications or whatever is appropriate for where we're at. And a lot of people don't really know what they're looking at. So when we're looking at this, first of all, I would encourage people, if you don't understand when your doctor is telling you, ask. Those questions are really important. And your doctor, your nurse, or some member of your care team would be more than happy to go over your specific values with you. But when we look at cholesterol, we're looking at four different numbers. We're looking at total cholesterol, which is a lot of what we're going to talk about today. We're looking at triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. HDL, the H, that's the one we want to see higher. LDL, the L, that's the one we want to see lower. And one of the ways that a doctor explained it when I was an intern as a dietitian that always stuck with me and that's extremely relevant today is if we think about LDL, like if we think of our arteries like the roads, and we think about LDL like snowfall, like we've had, and we think about HDL like little snowplows that come through and kind of clear it out, that's why we want more HDL in our blood and less LDL, less snow, more plows.
We just had some HDL go by here earlier.
I saw that. Right. Yeah, you had a nice little video of some HDL clearing out some cholesterol right. off of your arteries here.
That's right. It's a good picture to have in your mind.
That's right. It's easy for us to visualize because we see it all the time. So when we think about cholesterol, lots of people have elevated cholesterol. I see people all the time that have high cholesterol, high triglycerides, and there's a number of lifestyle factors that can impact this. And when we talk about high cholesterol, and there was a recent study that came out, and they defined high cholesterol as over 240, about 11% of adults, so roughly 1 in 10, had high cholesterol. So cholesterol over that 240. Generally, we're shooting for it to be under 200, but your specific goal range, your doctor will set that. Sometimes when I see people, they'll say, well, I just genetically have high cholesterol. It'll never come down. Maybe. There's certainly an element of genetics that
always hope, you know.
Right.
You can try, I guess.
Yeah. But there's certainly an element of genetics that factors into cholesterol for some people. There's lots of genetic tests out there that can be done. And some of those genetic tests and the different SNPs or genetic differences that we look at can explain to some extent the variability in how we respond to certain medications or certain dietary interventions and whether or not our cholesterol comes down. But when people ask me about this and whether or not it's worth spending the money on, maybe, but I would ask, based on those results, are you going to do anything differently? And if the answer is no, then it's probably not a great thing to spend your money on unless you have that expendable income and just want to see what it looks like
because
you're
some money.
Interested. Yeah. So when I was at that, the large nutrition conference this year, there was a large presentation on nutrigenetics and nutrigenomics, which really is this piece of looking at how our genes impact how we metabolize food and how food impacts our genes.
Yeah, I've read quite a bit on that.
Have you? Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to have a longer conversation.
Talk about it. Something with a little complex to talk about here,
yeah.
But after we're off the air.
And the bottom line there is that we do know some things about all of that. There's actually tons of genes that we've seen are correlated with how we metabolize certain foods, but our knowledge is limited at this point. So it's not really at a great place for it to be clinically relevant just for the masses to use. So it is interesting. It can be interesting to look at, not necessarily widely applicable. And sometimes you'll get a printout with those tests that says, all you have to do is eat 2 tablespoons of flaxseed a day and you're going to bring your cholesterol down. Well, we're not really at a place where we can say that with those tests yet. So that information is based on, in some cases, kind of shaky research, or in other cases, no research theory.
Now that's what a lot of the internet is based on.
The internet is based a lot
very
on theory,
research,
yes.
Yeah.
So what else impacts it? Well, certainly lifestyle behaviors like physical activity, smoking, things like that will impact it. Sometimes medications we need for something else can impact our cholesterol. But the one we're going to focus on today, diet. Diet can play a pretty big role in our cholesterol. There's loads and loads and loads of research. And for some of these things, you can't even find recent studies because the association is so well established and has been for decades that it's not worth spending research dollars on anymore. So we can talk just a little bit about what to avoid, but I like to focus on what we can incorporate into our diet instead, because it's far happier to think about what we can add than what we need to avoid, right? So first of all, it always comes back to the gut, right? Every week I come back to our microbiome.
That's right.
All those healthy bacteria living in there. Those microbes, some of them metabolize cholesterol. If you don't have the right microbes in your gut, you might not metabolize that cholesterol very efficiently, which means that you might have higher cholesterol on those blood results. So that gut health is going to be a big piece of it. And the things that we're going to talk about impact our gut health. So that might be one mechanism by which some of these things work. So the first thing we're going to talk about is avoid, but we're not going to spend a lot of time on the avoid. Now, the biggest thing that we typically tell people to avoid when it comes to cholesterol is fat. Now, I'm here to say we don't want to avoid all fat. A low-fat diet is not this cure-all solution to our cardiovascular problems. It's really about what kind of fat we're eating. Now, there was a really interesting study that was done recently that found that fat from dairy foods, which would be like whole fat milk, whole fat cheese, whole fat cream, things like that, fat from dairy foods and from meat that are consumed within recommended levels, so just normal consumption of those types of foods, is actually associated with favorable serum cholesterol levels in older adults who are in like nursing facilities and places like that. So it's not necessarily, and those are our saturated fats. Those are the fats that we typically tell people we need to cut back on and eliminate. Now, we know that saturated fat in excess or saturated fat without the right other things is problematic, but saturated fat itself is not the whole of the problem. So we don't necessarily have to avoid all those fats from dairy foods and meats and things like that, but making sure that we're getting enough of those unsaturated fats, especially coming from things like fish and fatty fish in particular, tuna, salmon, herring, mackerel, sardines, things like that. Getting enough of those can make a big difference. Added sugar is another one, but that really factors in with processed food. We know processed foods, heavily processed foods, a lot of our packaged, boxed foods, frozen dinners, things like that are associated in many cases with higher cholesterol too. But if we have some of those foods, some of those whole food fats, the saturated fats, but we get enough fiber, soluble fiber in particular, that can help offset it a little bit. So soluble fiber is going to come a lot from the flesh of our fruits and vegetables, from things like oats and beans. Getting enough soluble fiber per day is extremely important, not just for our cardiovascular health, but for our health as a whole, for keeping us regular, for keeping us full, for helping with blood sugar regulation. Fiber is important. There's almost no research that you will find that says fiber is not important. We need it to prevent against things like colorectal cancer. So getting enough fiber, 25 to 30 grams a day is usually the recommendation, or 28 to 35 a little bit more specifically is typically the recommendation. But a lot of cultures that have close to 50 grams of fiber per day do even better. But if you're currently eating about 12 to 15, like the average American is, don't jump right up to 50. You're not going to feel very good if you do that. So we want a slow incremental increase in our fiber intake. And coming along with that fiber often is phytonutrients, those colors. So the more plants we get, oftentimes, the more reduction we see in cholesterol. So specific plants, things like tomatoes, flaxseed, almonds, avocados, turmeric, walnuts, legumes, again, any kind of our legumes, not just beans, hazelnuts, whole grains, green tea, all great at reducing that cholesterol.
You were telling me that M&Ms don't count as colorful food.
They don't. Those would count as that added sugar. Those
right.
More highly processed.
All right. Well, very interesting topic. Cholesterol.
Thank you.
And,
cholesterol.
Anybody has any questions on cholesterol or anything else dealing with nutrition and diet?
Yep.
How can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or MU Nutrition on Facebook, or call right here to the station.
You can do that, and we'll find you.
That's right.
All right, very good. Well, we'll have that discussion about whatever it was we're going to talk
about. Oh, yeah, nutrigenetics.
That's it. Yeah, yes. Okay, that's going to be very interesting. We'll talk more about that next week.
Sounds great. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Amber. That's another Taco Tuesday here on Q92.